Luke McLaughlin is here now, who is going to do something that's never been done in this studio over 15 years' time, and that is play with a hi-hat. That's the pair of cymbals that sort of crush down on each other. And a kick bass and a drum. And he's got a harmonica as well as a guitar. I think we've had all of those instruments certainly have appeared in this room, but never associated with one person. He's got a great sound and a great voice. Luke McLaughlin, also known as Young Fool.
Ever since the beginning, baby, I've been a bit of a bruiser. Yeah, I've been a bit of a sinner. Lately, I've been having my doubts. I mean, I really wanted to go this way. Oh, I've been laughing about all of the silly things that I decided to do. Oh, I'm still the lovable loser. Yeah, and the fool that I am, and I will always be. Time ain't long. I wanna have a little fun while I still can, man. I caught kneeling at the altar alone with the devil in idle hand. Yeah, I'm the lovable loser. Oh, baby, ever since the beginning. Yeah, you know I've been a bit of a bruiser. My mouth, trying to hold my tongue, yes. Do you remember the time behind the back of the house, on top of the train, up to no good all, but that was alright, just like the cat in the mouse. Sometimes we don't get along, little darling, till the day I die, I'll be the lovable loser, yeah. A silly little fool, you know I can't disagree. Still a lovable loser, and a fool that I am, and I will always be.
Young Fool, Luke McLaughlin here. Tell me about that song before I'm going to ask you to tell me a little bit about yourself. Is the Young Fool from that song? You've got...
Well, I came up with the name Young Fool before I wrote that. That song's called Lovable Loser, and I wrote it about 2 years ago, and Yeah, I mean, I just thought it would be kind of funny, you know, to incorporate some, you know, just throw some funny words in there. It's a funny song.
Yeah, it's a fun. It is a fun song. It seems like it's authentic and self-deprecating. I don't know. Were you thinking of yourself when you wrote it? Or
yeah, it was meant to be self-deprecating, but just kind of like tongue-in-cheek. I don't know, kind of a joke, but also yeah. Like I have done a lot of silly things, as we all have.
Yeah, it's very lighthearted. It's good to listen to. So, Luke, I know you're relatively new to Pittsburgh, right? You came from Virginia. Were you raised in Virginia?
Yeah, I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. And shortly after that, my family moved to Harrisonburg. And I guess you could say I was raised there. Went to middle school and high school there. And it's a great small little town.
And did you play music in middle and high school?
Yeah, I picked up the guitar when I was probably 12. And later on in high school, I started playing the drums. I played the drums in the jazz ensemble, but I always tell people it was just because, you know, there wasn't really anyone better around.
That's the kind of drummer I am, too. It's the one that if there were like a whole bunch of drummers and they were choosing drummers like you do when you play pickup softball or something, I would be the drummer picked last for sure. But if I'm the only one, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
Should mention it's kind of inventive with the hi-hat and the bass and the what got you do you remember, was it a eureka moment to combine these instruments or maybe somebody else does? I don't know of anybody.
I've seen some people do it. It originated for me with I saw Shaky Graves playing with like a suitcase kick drum and like a tambourine that he would hit with a pedal, and I thought that was really cool. So I kind of made myself a little suitcase drum and was doing that for a while. And then actually the end of last year was when I first started doing this. I kind of just sat down at the set with my guitar and tried it out, and I was like, hey, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds great. There's some more things I'm curious about, but
sure.
let's listen to another song first. What would you like to do next?
Here's another original tune I wrote back in 2016. It's called Lil Johnny Boy. Yeah. Johnny was dreaming he had nothing left to lose, but the same old blues and a pack of cigarettes. But his shoes were worn from walking, his mind it had been abused. Yeah, Johnny was the same as me and you. Really did not know what he was gonna do. He was sitting out on the back porch, drinking cold beer with some lady friends. Then he leaned back and lit another cigarette. Just then a cool breeze came and blew it through Johnny's hair, yeah. Then he thought he never felt so free. He was haunted by curiosity. Then he was walking down the boulevard with a toothpick in his mouth. No doubt about this bad feeling in the air. When the blue light came shining down, Johnny felt so alone. Yes, he did. Fear of God, it was vested in his bones. All down in
Luke McLaughlin. I like how whimsical, and I don't mean that in any kind of negative way. I guess when you say I like, it's clear, but it's just there's a sort of a lightheartedness to the songs you've shared so far. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for doing that. Luke McLaughlin, Young Fool, is here with us. We have a picture of him up on our Facebook page as well as a link to his, so you can learn more about him. What brought you to Pittsburgh? So you left, you did graduate from high school in Virginia, and
I did, yes.
Then what happened between here and or there in Pittsburgh?
Well, after high school, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I kind of just, you know, worked. I worked in restaurants a lot. And, you know, then once I got things sort of figured out, I realized that I was very interested in sound engineering and music production, that sort of thing. So I ended up going to trade school in Ohio for that.
Excellent. What school did you go to?
It's called Recording Workshop.
Yeah, they do a great job.
They
sure do. I was going to say, do you remember what city it's in? Of course you do.
Yeah, it's in Chillicothe.
Why wouldn't you remember? But Chillicothe, yeah, I think they have a couple. Do they have a number of campuses, or is it just the one in Chillicothe?
I don't believe so. I believe it's just in
Chillicothe. Okay. I've seen write-ups about them. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And then after Chillicothe, how did you get to Pittsburgh?
Well, my brother Shane lives here, and he went to school here. He's in a band called Buffalo Rose.
Yeah.
And they've actually been on this show before.
Yes, they have. Yeah. I did not make that connection. as soon as you said Shane, I said, wait a minute, that's Shane McLaughlin. They great band.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They just picked up the lovely singer to go with them, which is great. I sang the lovely singer. It's
Rosanna.
Rosanna. Thank you. Scott and Rosanna. But Scott didn't become Scott. He still plays with Rosanna.
Yeah.
They're a set. Well, it's great. How do you like – so how long have you been here?
I've been here just since the very beginning of the year.
Oh, my gosh. This is good. You're on the radio after a month here. How's the adjustment been?
It's been great. I'm living in Squirrel Hill. I love it there. It's a great part of town. And I'm actually going to be playing at Acoustic Music Works this coming Tuesday. Tuesday evening. So that'll be really fun.
Oh, great. Well, and Steve and the whole gang at Acoustic Music Works, we're always happy to hear that it's not surprising at all that they're supporting folks, but that should be a good show. So that's Tuesday evening. You'll be there.
Yes.
Terrific. Have you recorded much? I didn't see a whole lot on your website besides a couple videos. Are there any CDs you've done? Or?
You know, the majority of my stuff is on my SoundCloud. I have a lot of stuff up there.
Good.
And as far as recording, I've done a lot of home recording, made a lot of demos, but I've never, I've never recorded anything really like professionally.
You are a professional now, but you're like the barber that doesn't have a haircut. You probably produce music for other people, but not for yourself, I'm guessing. Maybe not.
A little bit here and there, but again, nothing too serious yet, you know.
Young Fool is here. His name is Luke McLaughlin, from Virginia, now here in the Pittsburgh area. Do you have another original, or what are you about to do? I know you're going to do some blues numbers, too.
Yeah, I was planning on doing those just a bit later. Right now, I was going to do another original song. It's called Burn Down Baltimore. I wrote it back in 2015.
Fr-
Freddie Gray went out today. The police found him on his way, going back to Gilmore home. They chased him by the house of stone. Switchblade had preyed upon his life. It was a little pocket knife, and now they're gathering down at the corner store. They're gonna burn down Baltimore. Sunday morning he was dead, poisoned by Winchester lead. Anthony did not abide. He said it was a rough ride. What was Miss Gloria to say? Her Freddy boy had gone away, and now Miss Carolina lying down on the floor. They're gonna burn down Baltimore.
That's a good song. What's the reaction been to that song as you've played it? It has to be, I mean, you really captured that mood and spirit of that tragedy, you know, really well.
Thank you.
The tempo of the song, the lyric, the, just the way you're singing it, it's a good song.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, it's been pretty well received for the most part, depending on where I'm playing and who I'm playing it for. But
yeah, I'm assuming I know folks will politically might be on different sides, but I'm thinking mostly those who, as you and I do, mourn Freddie Gray and
absolutely.
Others who have died that way. That's just a very eloquent testimony to him, but to the problem itself. Well done. I mean,
that's
a great song. Young Fool is who this person is. Luke McLaughlin, also known as Luke McLaughlin. It's hard for me to just call you Young Fool, but that's how you did that just come at you from out of nowhere, Young Fool, or does that go back a ways to your childhood?
No, it was...
I don't generally ask this kind of question, like, where did you get the band name? But when it's a person, it's hard not to ask.
Yeah, it was just something that I thought was kind of funny, you know? I like the words, I like the way they sound, and yeah, you know, there might be some kind of deeper layers to it. I don't know.
You know, I just realized there's a song, I think the expression old fool is more common than young fool. And I know of at least one song done by the folk group, the Weavers, called Old Fool. In fact, maybe I'll play it for you if there's time. But you old fool, we'll have to do a Google search later and see if we get more hits on Young Fool or Old Fool.
Sure.
So you might have the market here with Young Fool. Young Fool, here, Luke McLaughlin, and I know you got a couple more to do, I think. What do you want to do next?
I was going to do another original tune that I wrote probably about 2 years ago, maybe three, and it's called Weeping Willow Heart. Young Fool, Luke McLaughlin. Actually, as you were playing that song and you slowed down there at the end, which I liked a lot, and as you were playing, I was thinking, I wonder, you strike me as somebody who really likes to play alone. Am I right in that regard, or is it a kind of a mix? Oh, I mean, I do enjoy playing by myself. You know, just about as much as I enjoy playing with other people, I just love, I just love to be playing music. It's what I love most. And, the thing about playing by yourself is that you sort of have complete creative control, and there's no, there's no limits or anything. And so that's nice. And also when I'm playing my original tunes, you know, I guess it makes things easier playing by myself. I know how I want it to sound, and I know what direction I want to go in.
Yeah, it's easier to get everybody together to practice if it's just you two.
Right? Yeah.
That can be the hardest part. Well, you pull it off really well. Have you busked at all? Have you gone out?
I would imagine
I'd suspect you'd be able to call attention to yourself pretty well. Have you done it? Well, probably not in Pittsburgh. You've been here for less than a month, and you've seen probably the worst winter we've had in a long time.
Really?
It's been pretty, I mean, it doesn't typically get, it certainly doesn't get as cold as it did on Wednesday and Thursday, and the snow's been about typical, but
yeah.
So I'm sure you haven't had a chance to.
Not yet, but I'm planning on it. So keep an eye out for Young Fool and Squirrel Hill.
Yeah, I think people would love seeing you. I think, do you have one more, or did I lose count? We have time for a couple if you want to do two.
Yeah, I was going to do some blues tunes now.
Oh, great. Yeah, let's. I think we have time for two. So what would you like to do first?
This first one here is pretty short. It's a tune by a guy named Lightnin' Hopkins.
Oh, love Lightnin' Hopkins. What is it?
It's called "The Devil Is Watching You."
I have been playing Lightnin' Hopkins on the radio for 40 years. I can't wait to hear him. Over 40. Love Lightnin' Hopkins.
Yeah. Better be careful about what you do. Yeah, baby, I just wanna mind you. You know the devil is watching you. Yeah. Oh, you better be careful now about every little thing you do. And get your groceries from the grocery store. Oh, now, but the devil's gonna watch you. Yeah, everywhere you go. Yes, he will. Oh, you know the devil is watching you. You can beg, cheat, and borrow. You can steal a little too. Oh, you may hide it from me. Yes. But the devil is watching you. Oh, yeah. You know the devil is watching you. Devil get to worry, yes, and he going home to his wife. Oh, he said, I got him, baby. You know, I got him going twice. Yeah. You know, there ain't nothing that's impossible. No, for the devil to do.
Young Fool, Luke McLaughlin. How did you discover Lightnin' Hopkins?
Well, I'm a big fan of the blues, a huge fan, and I took some blues guitar lessons from a guy named Bob Driver in Harrisonburg, great guy. And, Lightnin' Hopkins is just one of those big names, and certainly one of my favorites. Love his guitar playing, love his voice, and just the feeling of his music. And, you know, I'm so appreciative of how influential and impactful he was on, American music. And that's something that, is very important to me. And, love the guy.
Yeah, he, absolutely a fundamental figure, I guess you'd say. It's been great to have you on today. You've got one more to share. You're going to be at Acoustic Music Works this coming Tuesday evening. We'll look for you out buskin. We'll look for you at your Facebook page, Young Fool, which we've linked to. Luke McLaughlin, your full name, Young Fool, and they're both there. We linked to both places. Anything else you'd like to say that you didn't get a chance to?
You know, just thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it, and hope everybody out there is having a great day.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great to have you. What do you want to close up with?
This is an instrumental tune that I sort of put together with a number of different John Lee Hooker licks. Yeah, I call it the John Lee Boogie.
Luke McLaughlin, Young Fool, thank you for being with us today.